With a view of the Pentagon wall where terror struck 2 years ago, the top U.S. military official presided over a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery Thursday to honor 184 victims. Several hundred family members attended the service. The ceremony was held at a small black granite monument in a grass clearing surrounded by trees and thousands of white stone burial markers. The remembrance began with a moment of silence just minutes before the time of the 2001 Pentagon attack. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, marked Patriots Day here, calling the Pentagon victims heroes, not because they gave their lives, but because they lived as free Americans.
They won't be forgotten by their friends and families who love them, or the co-workers who respect them, or the nation that's so grateful for all they did.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld followed, calling Patriots Day one to honor those who sleep in the hills of Arlington National Cemetery.
A patriot is one who loves his land, prizes its principles, and cherishes its creed. A patriot so reveres the ideals of his home country that he is willing to lay down his life to ensure that those ideals endure.
He said the nearby western wall of the Pentagon represents an arsenal of democracy, and the victims were part of that arsenal. Secretary Rumsfeld defended U.S.-led military efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying if the fight against terrorism is not fought there, then it will have to be fought here. More than 400 family members attended the wreath-laying ceremony. They were joined by 100 dignitaries. Tourists and residents were also here. 64 of the 184 Pentagon and Flight 77 victims are buried here. Their funeral service at this site was September 12, 2002. Erin Brummett, VOA News, at Arlington National Cemetery.